Go ahead, Julia.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, James?
What's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you joining us. Hey, asked Fisher earlier if, you know, he sees any similarities between you and Luke Kuechly. Wondered if you have watched Luke much over the last year or so.
Yeah, definitely. I think Luke is a special football player. You know, I have a lot of respect for guys who, you know, are students of the game and study hard and you know, fly around to the football. You know, I like guys who, whether they're making a solo tackle or whether they're jumping on the pile or, you know, trying to clean somebody up, something like that. You know, I have a lot of respect for guys like that, and I think Luke is definitely one of those guys. He's quick to diagnose things, and it just makes big plays. It seems like, you know, most games that he's in, he's making an impact on the football game, and, you know, I think that's extremely, you know, special considering, you know, how young he is and stuff like that. So I have a lot of respect for Luke.
James, what have you seen different from your team the last couple weeks after, you know, you had a couple tough weeks before that? What's kind of changed for you the last couple weeks?
Well, I think, you know, offensively we've gotten back to running the football better, which sets up our play action pass stuff. And defensively we've been able to get turnovers. Things to correct, you know, we gave up too much rushing yards the last 2 weeks for our liking. I think we're 31st in rush defense, but when you can counteract that with, you know, turnovers and keeping teams to three instead of six in the red zone, you know, I think that helps big time. However, I would like for us to shore up that running defense a little better. It's kind of you don't want to be 31st at all, because if you don't get those turnovers and stuff and you allow teams to run the football on you, you make it a long day for you.
Particularly with what you were able to do last week at Houston, how much does that help the team's confidence, especially on the road?
Well, I think it helps big time, you know, just being able to go down to a place. You know, that place was loud, you know, at the beginning of the game, and we knew we had to jump up fast on them. And to be able to jump up and play with the lead, you know, we have a great D-line that can pass rush and stuff. And, you know, I would say that our you know, our teams are both coming off, us and the Panthers, off of, you know, big wins on the road. And when you're coming back and you're thinking you're getting a little traction and stuff like that, it's going to be a big week, you know, this week. You know, we have a huge challenge defensively trying to stop this run game.
You mentioned the run game, James. Panthers have not been running Cam as much as they have in years past. Just wondered, you know, if you still prepare for that, or are his scrambles in a way more effective or dangerous or harder to prepare for than the read option stuff?
Well, I think you definitely still prepare for it. You know, you don't want to be unprepared for somebody that dynamic with the run game. You know, they run them a little bit, but, you know, especially when you have quarterback runs that are designed, they're able to get one more guy in the box to block. You know, you can't really extra load up the box when you deal with quarterback runs. That's why they're so lethal, especially with a big guy like Cam. But I still think that it's the unscripted plays, you know, that are the hardest to defend. You know, it's the, hey, you know, gosh, it's third and short, and maybe you got to be in man coverage, and you want to keep him in the pocket. You know, when he looks to his first read, second read's not there, and then he improvs. You know, those are things that really you can't – how do you coach against it? You know what I mean? You can say all you want, but sometimes there's such a good athlete back there, a quarterback, that, yeah, you can say keep him in the pocket, but – if he decides to escape the pocket 10 yards backwards to pick up, you know, 6 yards for a first down, you know, you can say make that pocket collapse all you want. But like I said, some things are just God-given.
You mentioned his size. What's that like to hit a guy like Cam?
Well, I haven't – it's like hitting a tight end. You know, I haven't really had a chance to play a QB, you know, of his size yet. So it'll be definitely a new experience for me. But – you know, his body type is like an athletic tight end, you know, and speed-wise, stuff like that, you know, it's going to be different. You have to, and he has such a good stiff arm, too, that if you go in high, you know, a lot of times with big guys, you know, you can tackle them high because they're tall, but heck, if you go up high on him, he's going to give you that stiff arm, so you got to work on trying to slap it down and fire out his legs and stuff like that. So throughout the week, you try to watch how other guys have been able to tackle him and try to have that same approach as you go into game day.
All right. Thanks, James.
All righty.
Thank you, James.